Hey there. Can I tell you something? I have something I need to get off my chest. I don't like keeping the secret to myself anymore, but will you promise not to judge me and not to tell anyone? I knew I could trust you, but please, I mean it. Don't tell my husband, don't tell your wife. I can't have anyone else know. Well, I've been posting nudes on Reddit. Yes, my nudes. Well, I don't know what that look is, but you promise not to judge me. Why? God, it's embarrassing, but I wanted to feel good again. It's been ages since I felt wanted, and I mean, even by a stranger. No, things are fine. It's just hard to connect when you have a toddler running around. We go so long without having sex, and then when we do, it's rushed. So I started masturbating more often, using Reddit, and then that led to posting my own nudes, and then posting more. Where? No, just on Reddit. What subreddit? Why are you gonna go searching? No, I don't think I can tell you where I post. Well, recently I've been fucking myself daily, and I like to post and then get off to the comments and messages that men send me, and so I mean, I guess I post pretty often. Okay, I'm not embarrassed. The secret itself gets me off, but telling someone, I don't know why you. I'm sure your wife wouldn't be happy if I mentioned it. But if you don't know where to look, it's really not such a betrayal. It's just a confession to a close friend. And if you did know where to look and you found me, then I guess I might be in trouble. But again, I trust you, so I'm sure you wouldn't do a deep dive and find where girls like to go a little wild on Reddit. But no, I probably would be embarrassed, actually. It's not just nudes, but my writing, too. Yeah, like erotic writing. I mean, about, like, whatever turns me on. Scenarios involving naughty neighbors, or friends, or strangers. Yeah, friends. My friends. The ones who turn me on. What do you want me to say? That I wrote a story about you? Oh, okay, fine. I wrote one about you. Yeah, I did. No, I can't tell you about it. It's too dirty. You wouldn't dare. You just promised. So what, I tell you what I wrote about you and you'll keep your mouth shut? I don't know. Okay, fine. I mean, it started just like this. You were visiting us alone. We were up late, just the two of us, and we just sort of stumbled into an affair. That's it. You want more detail? What, you'd like to know that I imagined myself wearing a silky tank top and shorts, coming down stairs for water, and finding you exiting the bathroom? That you offer to rub my neck because I tell you it's aching me? Well, after that, you sit on the couch, and I sit on the floor between your knees, and let you move my hair to the side. Your fingers just send electricity down my spine, and I lean into your palms as they work out my kinks. And you move your hands down my back, but you find a spot that tickles, and I writhe around in your lap, realizing that your cock is standing tall when I turn around, and it's just right at my eye level. And you seem embarrassed, and you say sorry, but my mouth starts to water, and I look straight into your eyes as I smile and touch your thigh and tell you not to be sorry. I worry I crossed a line, but you lean in quickly and you kiss me. And you bury your hand in my hair and pull me up on my knees, and I'm dripping wet. And I want you to know it. I want to feel your fingers inside me, so I guide your other hand from my hips to between my legs, and you're eager. You yank my shorts down and explore the lips of my pussy. I am slick with want, and I whimper when you touch me. You laugh at me, surprised at how much I want this. And your finger finds my clit. I buckle forward into your lap, but you keep your finger working in circles. And you release your cock with your other hand, just to keep me from moaning too loudly. You turn my face and press your cock to my lips so I can use it as a pacifier. And keep your cock hard in my mouth as you finger me. Oh, I'm so needy. I start grinding on your fingers as soon as you shove them inside me. Oh, and I can feel myself getting close to the edge. Oh. And then you lean in and tell me I'm a good girl, and I fucking lose it. Oh, and I come. Oh, I come all over your fingers. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, but your cock is still throbbing. Oh, so even though I'm shaking, you pull me into your lap and you slide the head of your cock around my pussy. And you just slide it around. Force yourself inside me. Oh, and your hands go to my tits, and your mouth to my nipples, and you flick them with your tongue and feel them harden in your mouth. And I'm fighting just to breathe as I rock back and forth on your cock. Oh, I ride faster. I think about how desperately I want to feel you come inside me. Oh, God. I tell you that I've wanted this for years. And you think you're about to lose control, so you move me off and onto my knees at the edge of the couch. And you force yourself back inside my pussy. Oh, and I moan your name. Oh. Oh, and I know you're about to come, I know it. So I fucking beg for it. Oh, daddy, please. Oh my God. Oh, daddy, please, I need this. I need this. I need your cum, daddy, please. Oh. Oh, oh, please. Oh, I'm coming. Ah. Ah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, and I say thank you. Oh, because it feels so
fucking good. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Daddy. Oh. And I would just put my shorts back on and leave your cum inside of me. And I'd kiss you. And I would go back upstairs to sleep next to my husband. I know. I told you it was dirty. Well, thanks for listening to my confession. But please remember, you promised not to tell. Until next time.